Velkommen til KT-podden. Vi i Kirken Kristen Tjeneste har gudstjeneste hver søndag fra klokka 11. Du finner oss også på sosiale medier og på kristentjeneste.no.
When I came in church this morning, Stan, am I right, Stan? Yeah, Stan, he greets me and he said, in Norway, when we greet, we hug. And I told him, in Pakistan, when we greet, we kiss. Of course, on cheeks. Oh, many, many greetings from my parents, from my father, from my mother. And today, when I see Barbara after a long time, I'm a little bit overwhelmed today to see my parents and this generation, how they together built that foundation. They worked so hard. I was sitting there and I was literally having tears. I couldn't stop that. I'm overwhelmed. I remembering my parents, Trikwe, Barbro, and other colleagues together with like Sven and other people. We couldn't have done that without them. Whatever they have built the foundation. We can play on it now. So I really acknowledge and give respect and honor the work you have done for us. So we could play on it. We could build the building on that foundation. I really acknowledge that. Thank you very much. Okay. I would like to talk about a little bit Pakistani impact, ministry impact report. Thank you very much as church. You have been supporting us for many years. Like Sven Sigve said that it's been decades. This connection been just not a regular connection. It has been a divine connection for the ministry for many years. And that impact is really, we can see in the ministry, it's not just documentational, it's practically work. We have, if we talk about Bible school, we have 36 Bible school around the country now, up and down, south to north and everywhere. And we give all glory to Jesus who leads us, who guide us to do this work. And this is all because of you guys are supporting, you guys are praying for us for many, many years. And in the result of that Bible school, we have 1,517 churches right now working in our network all over Pakistan. And we give all glory to Jesus, all glory to God. And we are preparing big church, big body of Christ for Jesus when he comes. We'll be ready and we'll be welcoming him. Yes, we are ready and fly away with you back heaven. Pakistan is a large population. It's one of the biggest, like fifth, stands in a fifth. We are about 259 million right now. And still growing up. Maybe perhaps next time I come, I would say 260 million. No, because we are growing really, really fast. So in that matter, Pakistan stand on a fifth level in terms of most populated population country. So that's why it has got really potential to work in this kind of places. And our outreach is many, many areas and tribes who are untouchable, unreachable, but through Bible school, we are, by the grace of God, we are reaching them and we are proclaiming the gospel, we are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to them. And one of them, I would like to share one of the tribes, there's a Bhil tribe, it's a south in Pakistan. It's one of the tribes comes from a Hindu Marwadi and Bhils. They have different branches, but one of them is Bhil. They are from Hindu background in south of Pakistan, and many of them, they are converting to Jesus. They are knowing that Jesus came from them and he died for them, and they are ready now when Jesus comes to go back with him. This is called Bhil tribe. I would like to share about that. And one of the students, he was here. Well, he was in graduation in November in Lahore with us. And he wanted to share his testimony. Gunbyog was also there back then in November. And he shared his testimony. He was so excited and full of fire. And he's about 55 now, and he's ready to hand over his legacy to his son. So he never stopped. So he wanted that, I want to open a Bible school in a Bhil tribe, so many could come and learn and train, and then they can go back to the other nation, and they can go back to the tribes, people who are really far away, who are really don't know how to come to Jesus. And many of the people, many people of these tribes, they have no heard of Bible. They don't know about the Bible. They don't know about Jesus. And you know, that's so important. They would have die without knowing Jesus. They would have die without knowing Bible. You know, sometimes it's so sad to see that. So that's why it's so important that we should go out and we should tell them about that. And the people who are training, coming for Bible school and learning, they are the poor of the poorest people. They are the people who are like living in extreme poverty. They are living below the poverty line. We are focusing them. We are bringing them. We are going to them. Come on. We need to go and preach the gospel. We are taking them in the part and making them in the partner in the ministry for the gospel spread all over the country. And Pakistan has got really a huge potential. It's geographically, geopolitically, it has got significance, because there's India. Some people, maybe if you don't know geographically, there's India and Afghanistan and Iran and in China. So it has got really significant in border wise, if you talk about geographically wise, it has got really significance of it. And then many of our Bible school students who are trained and who are really now going, we have, you know, I would like to tell about that as much as I can explain about the tribes. Afghanistan border is a huge border next to Pakistan. It's one of the largest border we have. After the one side is India and one side is Afghanistan. So the western border, and then that's eastern border. And eastern border is Afghanistan border, which is a huge border line we share with Afghanistan. And that's called, that border line called Pashtun border, where there's lots of Pashtun tribes living in there. Many of the Pashtun, they are coming to Jesus Christ. I am telling you that they are coming to Jesus. They are expecting Jesus Christ, and not just coming and receiving Jesus, but also they are going back to the tribes of Afghanistan, and they are going back to those who are unreached, and they are going back who are untouchables and unreachables, and proclaiming gospel. And we give all glory to Jesus Christ. It's not by our power, not by our strategy. Whatever, as human, we can make strategies. We can make, you know, like okay, documentationally, we can make, okay, plans and structure. But end of the day, if Jesus is with us, if Holy Spirit guide us, then it is possible. Otherwise, it is not possible. It's not by our power, by our wisdom, but it is by the Holy Spirit who guide us how to reach these people. So these people, they are who are working now in Bible school and also coming and reading, and they are very poor people. They are like poor of the poorest, and they are not just reading from the Bible, learning from the Bible biblically perspective, but also they are learning secular education, because many of them, they don't know how to read Bible, because in third world countries, if you guys know that, we don't have that education system like we have in developed countries, that if you don't have money, you government provide education system, you know, more government provide, you can come free education system in schools we have in Western countries and developed countries. But underdeveloped countries like Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, these kind of countries, they don't have those kind of facilities because government don't provide. They are poor, so economically they are bad, in worse condition. So either you go to school or either you work for the bread. So many of the populations, they don't get opportunity to go to school. So many of the students, we are not just giving them biblical perspective and vision. They are also learning about the secular education. We are also teaching them how to read Bible. And they can not just read about the Bible. They can also go out after finishing Bible school in society. And they can earn jobs. And they can earn money. And they can go for better future and better socially status, you know, and they can earn whatever they want, and also they can also preach the gospel. And that's what we are teaching in Bible school. We are telling them that you just not learn about biblical perspective, about the vision, but also you should do economically, positionally, you should come visible, viable in the society. So they go in field, so they don't just rely on church or rely on, you know, other sources, but also they could have, or they can, if they can, economically independent. So if they learn, if they can read, if they can little bit, you know, learn about education, they can go out and they can also, you know, do some economically doing good in the society. And also I would like to talk about Bricklink as well here today. You guys supported one of the family, young family with two kids, Bricklink. So Bricklink is factory where you guys see people make bricks out of clay. You know, it is like if we read about that in Exodus, you know, Egypt. So it's exactly the same in Pakistan right now. For after many, many years, it's exactly the same. Like they were, you know, Israelis, they were in Egypt and they were forced, they were in slavery, they were forced to work, make clay, bricks out of the clay. And this is exactly the same today in Pakistan. It's called modern slavery. And many, many, many people, they are extremely living in poverty line, or below the poverty line, extreme poverty. They are bondage in those bricklaying factories. So the system is that if someone want to, they don't have money, of course, they don't have job. So if they want to have money, because we don't have medical system, we don't have education system, we don't have any loan system supported by the government. So if, for example, someone want to, if someone's parents died, for example, he need the money. If someone want to get married, he need the money. Or if he want to, you know, to do some stuff, he need the money. Or go to Sunday school, he need the money. So they won't go to school, or they won't go to government, because government don't have those kind of programs, loans programs, because government are already economically failed in those underdeveloped countries. So what they do, they go, these people who are bricklaying owners, so they ask them loans, they take loans, and instead of when they take loans, they give themselves with kids to those, under those bricklaying factories. So they live in those bricklaying factories, they live in there, and they stay there, and it's generational debt then becomes, because if they cannot pay the loan, then their children will also goes under the debt, and they will stay there. They can't go to school, of course, and they will be working like their parents. So it's the worst situation we can see. And also the loan will go every year, the loan will go up, because the landlord or the owner of the bricklaying factory, he would put false interest or rate on the top of that every year, so they cannot run away. They should stay in there, so he can, you know, have free workers as much as they can, and then they can make money out of it. But this is the story. This is the backgrounds I wanted to tell you, so you should know what's happening, what are you helping us financially, and of course, morally, pray-wise, you should know what's happening and where the money is going and what's happening. So this is one of the bricklaying I wanted to tell you about what's the background it, you know, and how it's when we give them money, give the money to the landlord, to the owner, then they got released and then they goes. And we have many of our pastors and evangelists who are working on the bricklaying factories. They goes there every year, every Saturday, every Sunday, every month. They go, they sit with them, they whatever they can, they do, they bring food or whatever they have. They sit with them, they pray with them, they kiss them, hug them, you know, whatever they can. They like sympathize with them. And after when they're released from the bricklaying, they navigate them where to go, how to go, where, in which church to go, and, you know, just keep the company and keep the fellowship so they could really save for the future, and they should navigate where to head. So this is the picture I wanted to tell you. This is all we give glory to Jesus Christ, because he belongs to it. Whatever is happening is just because of him and him, nothing else. We are nothing. Anyway, that was the story of whatever we are doing and the impact report, and it has been really, really impactful by your support. It has been really, really impactful by your prayers, and I hope that you will continue praying and support the work of Pakistan like you have been doing for many, many years. And I just wanted to say greetings, and I also wanted to say these all things because of my team members and other board members in Pakistan. They asked me today to say many things, but I kind of cut down how much I can. So we give all glory to Jesus. I won't take too much time. We already took it too much. I'll just share a little bit about the, you know, act. If we have Bibles with us, I would share a little bit from Act 1:8, and I will not share too much because we already have too much things. I said too many, you know, reports and stuff like that, since it seems like we are Sunday mission today. Mission Sunday, we are on Mission Sunday, yeah. Okay, so I would like to read from Act 1:8, and it's written, "But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness both in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria and even to the end of the earth." So this is that Jesus is asking us, is a calling. Our, as believers, when we accept Jesus Christ, when we become believer, when we become a newborn, it's not stopped there. Sometimes we think that it just stopped. We receive Jesus Christ, we receive Holy Spirit, we are praying, we are listening, we are reading Bible, and it's a full stop. No, this is just a beginning, actually. This is, we just got a navigation, you know, we have navigation system in the car or in the mobile, so it's just turning on. So then is this part is just turning on, and then we navigate where we have to do and where we gotta go. And then I would like to also read about the second chapter and first verse, and it has fulfilled this whatever Jesus has said in the beginning. And he says, "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. It appears to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed, and they rested on each one of them." So this is fulfilled, our promise which Jesus has done to us and through us. Jesus, you know, someone when someone is going away, he has to say important things, important stuff and important information when someone is going away. Jesus was going physically, Jesus was going away in heaven, you know. So that's where Jesus said that now you should go and proclaim. So as believer, we should go and we should proclaim what Jesus has said us. We should not just sit. we just not just stay calm. We should not stay just, okay, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. But Holy Spirit gives us power. Holy Spirit is a way to navigate us towards the extension of the kingdom. Jesus is letting us go and bring the lost to the Father. So we, in this earth, we are mandatory for us to bring the lost soul back to the Father. This is mandatory as believers. This is mandatory as follower of Jesus. We have to. It's compulsory. It's not just we sit down. It's not just as body of Christ. It's a big church. It's not just body of Christ. It's not just this church. Body of Christ is all the believers around the world. This is the church. Sometimes we think that church is particularly one church. Body of Christ is particularly one church, but the body of Christ is whole world. Wherever believers are gathered, wherever even it's just 100 or 50 people's church or 1,000 church or 50,000 church, they all included body of Christ. So we must work towards prepare body of Christ. Jesus is King of Kings. He's Master of Masters. He's not just King of Norway. He's not just King of Africa. He's not just King of America. He's King of Pakistan, India, Nepal, Bangladesh. Everyone, all whole world is included in it. That's why we need to bring back to the Father. And we also called light of the world, and we need to be a light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He didn't say you will be light of the world. He said you are light of the world. If we see in Matthew 5 and 14 and 16, that particular passage brings. So we should bring the light to the world where is darkness, where people don't know about Jesus Christ. And this world, many, many people, they live in dark. Many, many people, they have no idea about Jesus. Jesus came in this world and he died for me on the cross. They have no idea. We should go to them. We must go to them. We must need to preach and we must need to tell them Jesus came for yourself. Jesus died for you. He particularly came for you because many people have no idea about that. And we need to be light of the world. And we need to go where the darkness is. We need to go where the hopelessness is. We need to go and tell them, hey, there's a one hope. There is a hope in Jesus. So come, if you are hopeless, come to Jesus. If you're living in darkness, come to the light. Because when we come into Jesus, when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, we also become light. And that light is multiplication. We are not in a plus business. We are in a business of multiplication. So that's why God is working amazingly in Pakistan. And we have church 1517. And we are hoping that God will multiply end of this year. Perhaps if I come next year, it will be a lot more than that. Because we want to make disciple everyone in this country of Pakistan who are going in tribes and many of the tribal people who have no idea. They are totally other side of the picture. They are totally living in dark and they have no idea what they're doing. They are being operating by the evilish mission and evilish propaganda. They have no idea. Those people are also a brother and sister. We should not hate them. We should not distance ourselves from those kind of people. Instead, we should go to them. Instead, we should make right way and navigate and should tell them, hey, look, we love you. You are Christ's son. Jesus died for you. God loves you. Your father loves you. Come back. You are prodigal son of God. Come back. And that's we, as believer, we are meant to do in this hour. And the Holy Spirit is given us as alternate when we are in this world, that he can help us, he can empower us, and we are called to be witness. So what witness do? Witness doesn't, the witness has to say what he saw. It has to say. The being a witness, we have to say what we saw, what we experienced. For example, if we go in the court as witness, do we go and sit silent in the court? No, we can't do that. Then we are not witness. If we are being called witness in the court of law, judge will ask you, okay, you are a witness. What do you have to say about this particular, about this case or this person? We will have to say what we have experienced. Otherwise, if we don't say being a witness, judge will ask us, okay, go out of the court, because you are meant to say something. So as witness, we are meant to say something. As a witness of Jesus Christ, we are meant to say what we have experienced as believer. As witness, we are not meant to silent. As witness of Christ, we are meant to say, be active, and we are meant to say. On this worldly, things or this earth, we have lots of storms, lots of problems, because this is earth. I was talking to one of the guy. I said, if we leave this earth, we will have problems. Under the will of God, we will have problems, we will issues, we will die, so much problems, because this is earth, this is not heaven. Yes, when we go to heaven, then we will not have any problem. Then we will be fine. Then we will not have a cry, no body aches, no problem, no issue of economics, no issue of family, no issue of relationship, no any kind of issue. But since we are on this earth, we will have problem. But as believer of Christ, we need to understand and we need to get through these all the storms with the power of Holy Spirit. And when we are heaven, then there's no problem. Then we are fine. Then there's only joy of the Lord, being with the joy of Jesus' precious fellowship we could ever think of it. So being in this earth will have problems, but as believer, we need to go through it and then be a witness. And on a larger scale, body of Christ, that's our mission to prepare. And that's what church mission is. That's what church is all about. That's what God's mission is. That's why God sent his only beloved son for us. So the lost one who had gone away, who had distanced, they could go back. That's God's mission, actually. And that's what church mission is meant to be. Church is not just have a Sunday fellowship. Church is not just have a nice talks and coffee. Of course, we love coffee. I love coffee, by the way. But this is not just one thing. Church mission is reach the unreached with the good news of Jesus Christ and bring them back to the Father home. We give all glory to Jesus. Thank you very much for your love, for your support, and hope we will meet again next year. Thank you, Bjork. I'm handing over mic to you now. Thank you very much. Yes, I would like to talk about now one more project. Thank you, Gun Bjork. The church building, if you could have some pictures behind me. The church building, you've been supporting us for many years. The good news is that we have the land. And I was talking to one of the key church leaders the other day about that, and we were explaining it. We have the good news that we have completed all the documentation. We have completed all the blueprints. We have completed everything what we, on the table regarding the documentation and blueprint and soil testing and et cetera, et cetera. So now this phase has been done. So we are now heading towards the phase is a practical phase, which is digging out and foundational work and like walls and things like that. This constructional phase, which is more practical, which is about we are just waiting funds to come into the account so we can start that particular particular phase, which is practical. And we are not, it's about four-story building. It's got a lot of stuff. It's not just church building. It will be like a resource center for the mission, which is across the country. And we are also not just thinking that we could make up in a one time. We are thinking if we could just make a foundational work, like a one hall, and then we can build walls and just one roof, and we can just start up as a church that place, and then slowly we can do other story, and then other one, and other one, go on and so forth. So thank you very much. You've been praying for that, and please keep praying for that church building as well. It will be not just a church. It will be a resource center. It will be using for multi-purpose for the kingdom of God and for many other, like Bible schools and many of disclosed believers. Many of the believers, they don't want to disclose in society, in the family. It will be like also like kind of safe house for them. So it will be using, we will be using for multi purpose this building. Thank you very much. God bless you all. And it's been really pleasure always to be here, to pray with you, sing with you and preach with you, meet with you, drink coffee with you. And thank you very much, Gunbyog and Pastor Christian and both of them. They are taking care of me very well, even though sometimes I arrived as the Mangare, but quite late, even this time as well. Always, it has been always. I came about, I was supposed to arrive 11:30 in the night time, but I came out about 12:30 or 1:00, 1-ish, something like that. It was quite late, but Gunbyog was there standing outside and waiting for me in that cold weather. And I really, thank you, Gunbyog, for that. And they are taking good care of me at their home, feeding me very well, even though I try to avoid, as much as I can. I'm putting weight on it, but they feed me really well. Thank you very much. God bless you all.